AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Donald Trump is again questioning the conclusion by the CIA Russia interfered with the presidential election.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Trump called the CIA report ridiculous.
I think the Democrats are putting it out because they suffered one of the greatest defeats in the history of politics in this country.
Not surprisingly, Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill is shocked that Trump is pushing back on the CIA report.
For Donald Trump to dismiss out of hand the intelligence community's fact gathering is, frankly, doesn't bode well for him protecting our country.
McCaskill appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
On Fox News Sunday, the president-elect also says he wants intelligence briefings only when he needs them.
If something should change from this point, immediately call me. I'm available on 1 minute's notice. I don't have to be told, you know, I'm like a smart person. I don't have to be told the same thing and the same words every single day for the next 8 years.
Trump also said his executives would run his business empire alongside his children while he was president. Trump is planning to hold a news conference Thursday to discuss the future of his company. Court is in session today in New Orleans in the murder trial of Cardale Hayes. In closing arguments, a prosecutor told the jury former New Orleans Saints player Will Smith was executed in the chaos that followed a traffic crash. Hayes is charged with second-degree murder. Up to a foot of snow is on the ground in Minnesota. More snow is expected today in Chicago. Flights are canceled at the big Chicago airports. Snow is also expected in Detroit, Cleveland, even as far east as Burlington, Vermont. Turkey has declared a national day of mourning in tribute to the 38 people killed in two bombings near a soccer stadium in Istanbul. The attack targeted police officers. 30 officers were killed. This is AP Radio News. In the NFL today, it's a big game in Indianapolis for the Colts and the Houston Texans. They are tied with Tennessee at 6-6 on top of the AFC South. Colts quarterback Andrew Luck calls the Texans' defense stingy.
I think they're top five maybe in the league. You know, one against the run, I know, at least in the last four weeks, playing really, really good football. So, you know, we'll have our hands full.
Tonight in primetime, the Dallas Cowboys hope to put more distance between the teams trailing them and the teams trailing them in the NFC East. The Cowboys visit the Giants in the Meadowlands. New York linebacker Jonathan Casillas is impressed with the Cowboys.
No matter how good a team is, you know, you wouldn't think 11 straight, you know, somebody will get them in their division or what have you. But, you know, hats off to them.
Denver visits Tennessee. The winless Cleveland Browns host Cincinnati. The Jets visit San Francisco. Minnesota is at Jacksonville. Seattle at Green Bay. And New Orleans is at Tampa Bay. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
For over 100 years, Jones Topsoil has been part of your community, delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. Slinger Jones, bringing it home to you. Whether you're planting a vibrant flower bed, growing your own vegetables, or giving your lawn a fresh start, be the envy of the neighborhood with topsoil and mulch from Slinger Jones. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.